The oyster industry in the Palmerston Passage was one of Queensland's first and probably our largest industry in the state for many years. Certainly since the 1820s, when the first settlers arrived, they found a large resource there of extensive oyster reefs, both subtidally and intertidally. The early buildings in Brisbane were actually built using cement that was made from lime from crushed oyster shells, where they used to burn them and crush them. And a lot of those that oyster shell also came from Aboriginal middens that were large middens that were around with our Indigenous traditional owners were using them for many thousands of years.
So what has happened to those reefs? What is left of them?
So we've seen a decline over the last 100 years or so, and the industry is a shadow of its former self because as the catchment's cleared, it's increased deposition of sediments into the local rivers, nutrient loadings increase through things like runoff from agriculture and roads, and also the use of dumping the sewage into the local rivers and things like that.
And there's just one oyster farm left, and that farmer is having to work as a security guard to make money now, so it's not looking very good for him.
No, it's sort of almost a hobby farm there at the moment.
Now, you have a very ambitious plan to try to restore these reefs. Tell us about that.
Oysters and shellfish, they form an important component in the base of the food chain in estuaries. They can filter the water. They're essentially the lungs of the estuary. Filter the water and provide food and shelter for crabs and fishes. So they underpin the health of our fisheries and they help restore seagrasses and things like that by clearing the water. Because scientists have realised how important they are in these systems, there has been research done overseas to show that these reefs can be restored, and that's sort of what we're looking at here in Palmerston Passage. We're trying to get underway to do the required research to investigate how to restore these reefs. This is the sort of thing, it's not going to happen overnight. It's over 100 years of decline, but we've got to the stage where the local community is very keen to try and do something to halt and reverse this decline. It's sort of a situation of a death of a thousand cuts. Every one development by itself doesn't necessarily cause directly a major decline, but with all of that, just the sheer weight of development that's occurred in the past and what's planned for the future, it's very important that we look to this sort of active intervention underwater. Previously, I think a lot of what's been happening underwater has been out of sight, out of mind, but with the recent research into these shellfish reefs, it's become very clear that if we don't try to put them back in the system, we really missing the link, a link that's important at the base of the food chain, and the system is less resilient. It's not able to assimilate, say, the extra nutrients or the sediments if it doesn't have shellfish reefs in there. And they also have other functions, such as they do uptake a lot of nitrogen, and that's one thing in particular we're very interested to research is how much nitrogen oyster reef can take up, because there is a very real possibility that they may be able to use these reefs as environmental offsets to, say, offset past impacts and certainly the impacts of future development in the catchment. And fortunately, we've been recently received around $20,000 from the Moreton Bay Regional Council and I think around $12,000 from Unity Water to sort of match the $30,000 to $50,000 that's been raised by the Palmerston Fishery Stocking Association. And these funds we put together to form what we call phase one of our project, which is to conduct the required surveys to work out where these experimental reefs could go back in. CQ catchments have been very helpful. They've assisted with, handling the money, working with the Moreton Bay Regional Council and other groups, including Landcare, to sort of give us a base and help us sort of coordinate the early steps. What we're trying to do here is work at the same problems they deal with on land, but we're working at it from the other direction. For too long now, the water users, say the fishing groups, sort of haven't been actively involved with that active management and rehabilitation. But it's an important part of catchment management. What we're trying to say is we're trying to put the reef back into ridge-to-reef catchment management for the Palmerstone region. It's very nice to be working with the local community and especially our Indigenous groups who are extremely excited